I just want to remind you to silence your cell phones or electronic devices. Commissioner Gilman, you are ready to get started?
I am ready.
Great, thank you. All right, again, good morning, everyone. Today is February 7th. It is 10:01 a.m. Quorum is present. We're going to call this meeting to order. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along to the agenda, item number three, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for February 7th, 2023. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I'm good, thank you.
All right. County Manager Osborne?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We ask that we move number 14 to a point at 10:15. Today, as the applicant on this item is here and available, and she needs to get to the legislature very quickly, and I just want to remind you, number 10 is a time-sensitive item at 10:30, already posted as such.
Okay, so we're going to move this right after item number 9.
And it could be if you wanted to just move number 14 immediately after consent agenda, that would probably fulfill the purpose.
Okay, even better. All right. Noted, thank you. Now, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda or items on the agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted changes.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 4, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes from the January 3rd, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes for January 3rd?
No questions, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, the minutes look good, thank you.
Wonderful. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for January 3rd, 2023? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our January 3rd, 2023 meeting as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 5, this is also discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the January 6th, 2023 special meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding the minutes for the special meeting on January 6th? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our January 6th, 2023 special meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 6 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There was a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 14, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval authorizing the county manager to sign a contract between Story County and Foley Public Affairs for lobbying and government affairs services during the 2023 Nevada legislative season from February 7th through June 30, 2023. For $5,000 per month. County Manager.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record, County Manager. This is what you pretty much read as a contract with Helen Foley as a lobbyist for Story County to help the county on various legislative matters during this legislative season.
A lot of the things we're dealing with right now we'll talk about later in the agenda, but include Senate Bill 1, Abatement Matters, Senate Bill 2, Abatement Matters, Senate Bill 81, which is a regional collaboration bill for Story County and the region, Assembly Bill 63, the Interstate 80 bill, and a number of other bills looking at regional impacts, revenues, et cetera. We really believe that Helen and her team bring what we need to the table to help diversify our team on lobbying for different areas. She brings 20 years of experience in Nevada legislative lobbying. Her firm brings 90 years entirely. She has experience in both public and private industries, and she apparently is in the Lobbyist Hall of Fame. She has a background of working both with the Democrats and the Republicans as a team, and that's the most important thing that we see as a mixed legislature. Helen Foley is here, and she may want to speak on this, and I certainly welcome that.
Thank you, Austin. Ms. Foley, is there anything you'd care to say?
Thank you, Manager. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, I'm delighted to be here today, and I find this to be a very unique opportunity for me representing Northern Nevada County. But I have seen over the years what has happened to your very small county. We know that in 2000, you almost were no longer a county, and now you are going gangbusters. You have so much to offer, and you are viewed by the state, but also nationally, as the real role model in how to get things done. But one of the most important things is that once some of these abatements are cleared, that money should come to this county. I know that you're going to have many cooperative agreements with other counties, with NDOT, in making sure that roads infrastructure is taken care of. But you certainly need an awful lot of housing. You need commercial development. You need office buildings. You need all different kinds of things, and you do have the opportunity to do that. We want to make sure that the laws that are on the books now stay pretty much that way, that you do not have any of your funds usurped from other counties. We know that people who work here have to go somewhere else to live. And when they do live in these other counties, we end up with a situation where they buy homes, they buy groceries, they go to restaurants, and huge development has occurred in these different counties. And so it's really magnificent that everyone can benefit in all of this. But you, as the county, with TRI and other developments that come along, have to make sure that you maintain your strong position as the county. So I really look forward to working with you, working with your staff, and seeing what we can do this session. I wanted to point something out to you that I realized just a few days ago. I knew there were a lot of very strong women in the legislature. As you know, women are the majority in the legislature. But you probably don't know that out of the 20 committees in the legislature, 18 of them are chaired by women this session. It is really amazing. Every committee in the assembly is chaired by a woman. So there are so many women, especially from Southern Nevada, that don't know about your situation. We need to educate them, we need to get them on our side, and I think that we'll be successful. So I really hope that you give my proposal serious consideration.
Wonderful, thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Helen?
I have a welcome out for Helen. I am honored and grateful to have the opportunity to associate with Ms. Foley and her entire team. I've had the opportunity in past years to enjoy that relationship, and I am grateful that our county has the opportunity to entertain having her services and representing us here in the state of Nevada. She is absolutely exceptional, and Helen, I welcome you with open arms. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything for Ms. Foley?
I don't. I was just going to say that I'm supportive of this move, and one of the reasons is I think that as we move into this legislative session, having different tools in the tool belt, so to speak, is really a wise position for us to be in. We have several lobbying firms that we work with already. Each of them have their own strengths, and I think adding Ms. Foley's firm to the mix will help us round out those resources that we have to make sure that, as she mentioned, to connect, especially with some of the southern legislators that may not be as familiar with what we're doing up here. And so I think it's important for us to make sure that we have a full complement of support going into this session.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I've got to echo the sentiments of both my fellow commissioners. I think you're a wonderful addition to our team. Look forward to working with you this legislative season. And I think my fellow commissioners have covered the rest. I'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment on this item? Wonderful. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve authorizing county manager to sign a contract between Story County and Foley Public Affairs for lobbying and government affairs services during the 2023 Nevada legislative session from February 7th through June 30th, 2023 for $5,000 a month.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to the team.
Thank you so much. And I did want to say that I am excited about working with your other lobbyists. They are a great team. I've known them for years, and I'm sure that we'll accomplish good things.
Wonderful. Looking forward to
it. Thank you.
Thanks for making the time to come up. All right. Back to our regularly scheduled agenda, if you're following along. We are at item number 7. This is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. These comments should be limited to the agendized topic. So with that said, is there any public comment today? All right, not seeing any public comment, we're going to move on to item number 8, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. Committee and staff, these are committee and staff reports. And as we always do, we're going to start off with the Sheriff's Office. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff Cullen. Just wanted to make a couple announcements this morning. Saturday, we're doing a get together, a meet and greet for our volunteers out at Peru, out in the Tri-Center, 1705 Peru. For folks that are interested in meeting us and seeing the direction we're headed with our volunteer programs at the Sheriff's Office. The other announcement is we had a fairly successful testing for deputies last Friday, and I'm looking forward to bringing on some new folks.
Wonderful.
And that's it.
Thank you. Right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Sheriff?
No questions. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you. All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Sheriff. Moving right along to the Fire Protection District.
No updates this time. I have several agenda items.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chief. Moving right along to Story County Public Works.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Horsbecky for the record. Just want to give you guys an update. Snow removal is continuing since we keep getting snow removal, and the new blower has been a massive help to our operation up here on the hill. So I appreciate you guys approving that. That's all I have right now. If you have any questions, fire away.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jason?
You know, no questions except that. Hearty thank you, Jason, for all you've done. And I know it's had a bumps along in the road, but you're a stand-up guy, and you've done a wonderful job for us here this winter. So thank you for all that effort.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions, but I'm hearing a really good positive response from the community on the way you guys have been handling things, especially with that blower. So appreciate all the hard work.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. No comments from me except just keep on doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next is Project Coordinator Mike Northan. Northan. So close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northan, Operation and Projects Coordinator. Several items to update the board on today. Start with Station 72 out in the Highlands, the fire station there. The metal building is currently moving out of design and into production. That production is scheduled for completion on February 22. We'll have an owner review period starting February 23. I do have a full schedule from the contractor as of right now. It specifies all the critical milestones. We're not going to be doing any work out there at the moment with all the snow and frozen ground. We don't want to dig a swimming pool that we have to pump out later. But that schedule is available if you guys would like to see that. Station 75, the TRI government building out there, the re-roof project is complete. Mr. Holman and I are going to be doing a final inspection along with inspectors from the Community Development Department, and we'll generate a punch list as needed, and following that we'll notify the Office of Labor Commissioner of the project's completion and get that closed out. Also at Station 75, we have some meetings coming up to discuss some general strategy and ways to get a sheriff substation out there, an EM office potentially into that space. We might be well advised to build another facility to the north of that building and move Public Works maybe in there to free up a footprint in the existing building. We'll be looking at all this and providing some cost-benefit analysis for the board. Item four, the V&T Freight Depot. I have a proposal currently that will be coming before the board here soon that will propose to modify the pressure-sensitive valve in the sprinkler system riser. We've had some events out there where pressure changes in the main out in front have caused the valve inside the fire riser to operate. And when it does that, the fire alarm goes off, we get material out of the pipe and it gets stuck in the valve, and there's a cost to the county for the company to come out, reset the fire alarm, pull the thing apart, get the junk out of there, close the valve back up. And so this proposes to change the type of pressure-sensitive valve that is in that riser and mitigate that sort of event happening. Item number five, community development generator. I'm currently gathering quotes for the installation of a backup generator at the community development building. This will solve a bunch of problems with our with the recent power outages and some of the communications outages that we've had as a result of that. At the Divide building, we're also doing the same kind of thing, gathering quotes for the installation of a backup generator there, so we have some cost information there. There is also in the works and in the plans to pave that parking area and develop that. We'll probably try to combine these two things, make a concerted effort out of that. So that'll be coming before the board here soon. And then last item is I've been working with Ms. Menefee on some preliminary grant application stuff on a variety of projects. That will substantially improve some areas of the county. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you for that report, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
None. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate all your work out there. Looking forward to 72 getting rolling.
Absolutely.
Especially, it's a little near and dear to my heart, but thank you for your efforts. Moving right along to Story County Communications, Becky Parsons.
Hi, Becky Parsons. For the record, I have nothing to report.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Moving right along to our business development director, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather, for the record. Last Friday and Saturday, I had the pleasure of spending both days with Drew McPherson and Brandy Lopez. We completed the first section of the Certified Public Officials program. This program is through UNR Extended Studies, the Nevada Association of Counties, and the Nevada League of Cities. It was a very intense 2 days with a lot of information. It ranged from public meetings to ethics, government finance. I learned a lot in this program. I highly recommend it. And it was not only a great 2 days of learning really important information, we also were able to network. There were people from throughout Nevada, some of the real rural communities. And it was interesting to hear them talk about kind of the same issues that we all deal with, the unique issues to their area. Again, a great opportunity for us to network. And it was also a neat opportunity for me to spend time with two of my coworkers and my colleagues and get to know them and spend time with them when we normally don't have that opportunity to spend time together. So, great opportunity. On January 19th, Honey Menefee and I gave a presentation at UNR to the regional director of the Federal Economic Development Authority and the Nevada representative. So the EDA is strictly focused on funding for infrastructure that is directly related to creating and maintaining jobs. So what my goal was through that presentation was to connect the infrastructure needs here in Virginia City and the jobs and opportunities that are out in TRI. So my argument was that we are the county seat. This is where it happens. We all move throughout the county as we do our job, but this is the county seat. We need the infrastructure to support that. So I'm hoping, I think we did a really good job of making that argument. And then the next day, Commissioner Mitchell joined us and we gave them a tour of TRI. We also had staff from NNDA, EDON, and WNDD that joined us. We had all the acronyms there for that tour that joined us on the tour. So we gave them a tour of the Industrial Center, and then we had also scheduled a tour with them with Panasonic. So Panasonic took us through their facility. And I think I think overall both Panasonic and TRI was just a great eye-opener for them. It makes a big difference when you can drive through that facility, that area, in the Industrial Center and really see the magnitude of it. I was contacted by Melissa Saavedra, who's with the Lieutenant Governor's Office of Small Business Advocacy. So I went to a small business fair in Carson City a few months ago, and I was absolutely amazed at the resources that are out there for small businesses. I mean, there's grants, there's loans, there's training, there's just, it's really a wealth of information. So we are going to be working on a small business fair here in Virginia City. I'm going to be working with small business leaders in our community that can help me, that really have their hand on the pulse of our small business needs, and to help us create a fair that will benefit all of the businesses in Story County. So I'm hoping to do that in the spring when we don't have 4 feet of snow out there and a little easier for people to come and park and attend the event. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to keep the small businesses, you know, sort of in the loop as we go through that process. I'm going to want to know what day of the week is best for them. Is it better on a weekday, on a weekend, the time, the location, all of that. So I plan on reaching out to the small businesses. And that is the end of my report.
Wonderful. Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura Mather?
No questions. Thank you, Laura.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Oh, you were there. So you're good. Thank you again for the update. I think you and Commissioner Mitchell are headed off eastbound this week.
We are.
I just wanted to say thank you for taking care of that for the rest of us. Enjoy yourselves. Bring lots of luggage.
Yeah, absolutely. We're headed off to the National Association of County Conference. We have meetings already scheduled while we're there, so we will be we're multitasking. We will be attending the conference, and we also have several meetings scheduled while we're there.
Wonderful. Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
And work. But have fun, too. Thank you. I'm not sure if this title fits anymore, but Community Relations, Honey Menifee.
Good morning, Honey Menifee, for the record. Last week, Commissioner Mitchell and I, he's a very busy gentleman, we attended a WNDD summit, and that was focused on, so all the counties that joined WNDD, they came along with several small businesses. And it was basically a summit to just present all the grant opportunities that are available in Northern Nevada, whether it be for counties or small businesses. And it was a really broad range of different, like the governor's office, different businesses, like the Railroad Association. I can't exactly remember.